Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi there, welcome to the year in review here at the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jessica Alsman.
And I'm Grace Yinger, and we are here to show you our favorite clips from the whole year.
Oh yeah.
It was a good one.
The best of the best of 2018.
That's right. So get this roll started. You got some time.
I don't know if people know this. George Washington was in fact the first president of the United States.
Right.
Because he was tall and he could do a backflip.
Did you have wooden teeth?
I did, yes.
Is that why Martha had splinters in her gums?
I'm glad you said gums.
Thanks. You're famous, of course, for among other things,
Potomac?
Throwing the dollar across the Potomac.
Uh-huh.
Ever seen the Potomac? That's quite a toss.
Well, it was actually also, you may not know this, it was the first paper airplane.
Oh, wow.
I folded it into a paper airplane, and I also invented peanut butter. Many people don't know that.
That's because it's false.
No, it's absolutely true.
Didn't you also come up with individually wrapped cheeses?
Isn't that is correct, yes. a man by the name of Tiberius Kraft came to my door selling cheese that was unwrapped.
Oh.
I said, sir, this cheese has gone bad. What do you expect me to do, wrap it individually? I said, yes, I do.
Stuck it together.
I invented split pea soup. People don't know that.
You're lying.
You did a lot of stuff in the culinary area that we're not really aware of.
I invented Filipino people. That's right. Did you know this? I was the first person to ever stub their toe.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one had done it before you did.
No one. I was the first person to spray paint a penis onto the side of a bridge.
You had spray paint, did you?
Ah,
did you invent spray
you.
Paint, or did you get that from Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin Moore.
Thank you, Chick. That is exactly right. I invented Chex Mix.
You are alive.
Did you know I invented Kohl's Cash?
Did
That's
you?
Right. When you get coupons at Kohl's, you
yes.
can thank me.
George Washington invented Kohl's Cash?
That's correct.
I had no
Kimmel's, yeah.
Now, I was a witness yesterday to a rather unpleasant event. You want to explain what happened with your texting?
All right. I was seeing this girl from Cincinnati called Holly, and it kind of just got awkward. Then I thought recently I would
By awkward, I think you burned the bridge with
you
a couple of...
You sent her a mean text.
Yes, I did.
Unpleasant text.
Yes.
Like an idiot.
So I apologized, and then I was coming back slowly, not over-texting, just a couple texts.
This is over the course of the last month.
Yeah, uh-huh. And on Sunday, I'm driving back here, and I thought, what the heck? I got a little bit of time. I'll see how this works. I'm going to send... I've been texting Holly all afternoon. She's been very sweet.
By the way, the moral of the story is don't text while driving.
No. I was using voice-to-text, which also can be scary.
Right.
But during that period of time, Grace from our staff, your staff, she texted me about accommodations and where I was staying, kind of that kind of thing. And I just completely forgot about it. Now I'm going to text Holly.
Yes.
And I text Holly right after Grace had sent me the hotel where I was staying. I text what I think is texting Holly. Hey, if you have some free time, why don't you come visit me?
This is the best. This is the best.
So this is at 3:30 in the afternoon.
All right.
That goes to Grace.
Yes.
I don't know this.
Yeah. Grace is
25. I knew her when she was 7.
Yeah. Grace is a lovely young woman, but she happens to work here, does the booking, among other things. And so she thinks.
So at 3:30, I sent this text. And she gets it here.
She's just booked your hotel.
Yeah, right.
If you have some free time, why don't you come visit me?
She obviously knows the hotel that you're staying at. Yeah.
What time did she show up?
So she...
That would have been so funny.
So she responds, but you think it's Holly responding?
Right?
No one responds.
Oh, no one responds
I don't get a text. And then I talk to Tom a little bit, and I blah, 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 and I decide I'm going to get gas, and now I can thoroughly look at my phone to see.
Right.
And I go, oh, no! So I text Grace. Grace, please, I don't want to kill myself. Respond. That was meant for Holly, but yeah. She's asleep. I keep texting her.
Grace is asleep.
Yeah,
so she hasn't seen
o'clock.
It. Okay.
She does finally see it because her phone's going zzz, zzz.
Right.
And she finally goes, oh, okay, I understand. But for like 7 hours, she thought I was, you know,
so did Holly
Uncle
come
Bad
see
Touch.
You?
Wow.
Holly never got the text.
Oh, Holly? You didn't resend it to Holly?
No, I took a screenshot, sent it to Tom. He goes, yikes. Oh, and then I sent it to Holly.
Yeah, I woke up like I woke up at like 2 in the morning and saw that. I just typed it back. Yikes.
I've done that to my son by on accident when he was much younger one time. I was single and I just, yeah, I had a little extra time in the morning before I had to be at work, so I had texted a girl, you know, hey, maybe I'll come by for a little morning, rhymes with DJ, and my son just texted back, damn it, Dad!
Oh.
Sorry,
oh,
buddy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
So and what happened with Holly?
We're still texting. She thought that was funny.
Oh, sure, man. Yeah.
She says that maybe she will come visit. That was her response.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, nice.
So maybe it helped out.
It could have. It's funny.
It lightened up the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll see.
You mentioned that Christie's moving into a farmhouse.
Christie's moving into a farmhouse. That's correct.
I did a gig for some farmers recently.
Uh-huh.
It was in Iowa.
Right.
And I'm curious about farming. I don't know a whole lot about it. And I asked this guy who was in the crowd. I go, what do you farm? You know, and he goes, beans. And I said, like green beans? And they all started laughing at me like I was the dumbest person. He thinks we go green beans in Iowa. Oh, that's a good one there, green bean. Green bean. It was soybean. Sorry.
Well,
soybean.
Of course.
I didn't know. By the way, green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. That's a real food. I didn't say jelly beans, all right? I said a legitimate top five vegetable.
Isn't that a farmer
I don't know grow? I don't know what the plants look like. I don't know one plant. I know corn.
Right,
I know
sure,
corn,
yeah.
But past that, I'm
all these years driving through the Midwest.
Is that a potato tree? I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. Yeah, you see. I don't know. I think you should be nice to people when they don't know something, especially if you're a guest in their community. Like I live in the suburbs of St. Louis. I don't know if I've mentioned that on here before, Chuck.
Okay,
you're from St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. And like, I hope one of those farm guys comes to the suburbs sometime. Maybe I won't be so nice to him. I'll take him to like a suburb place, like the, you know, the Texas Roadhouse or something. He'll be like, "Where's the bowl for the peanut shells? You throw them on the floor, dummy! Ha ha ha! You don't know what to do in the suburbs, you stupid bean picker! Ha 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 ha!"
That took a bad turn. I apologize to all of the hardworking men and women,
soybean farmers
getting,
out there,
getting soybeans for us. Soy latte.
I told that story after that at a different farm community, and this lady came up to me and she goes, "Hey, don't feel bad about the beans." She goes, "It's a lot of people don't." She goes, "I met this guy the other day. He didn't know the difference between field corn and sweet corn."
And you said,
what a dumbass.
That's pretty stupid already.
Yeah, there's two different kinds. Did you know that, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying it is now okay to dress your chicken in Halloween costumes.
I'm sorry. Oh, jeez.
Our correction's a little late.
Son of a gun.
In a media release entitled "Erroneous Media Reports About Chickens in Halloween Costumes," the CDC said it has not warned people against dressing chickens in Halloween costumes. The agency recommended pet owners handle chickens safely, wash their hands after touching chickens, and keeping chickens outdoors, not inside. It's also advised against kissing the birds, snuggling with them, or allowing chickens to touch anyone's face or mouth.
Well, kissing them. If I can't kiss my pet chicken, there's no reason to have them.
Does this apply to cocks?
That's right. What? Tom, what is this very important question you have?
Yeah, what is this mature line of conversation you'd like to open up about a male chicken?
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
A cock.
A cock.
Does this apply to cock?
You want to know if we can still kiss the cocks? If
you can kiss the cock still, right?
Huh.
I think no, you're right on that.
If this says you're not supposed to
Josh, just stop.
What are we doing?
Well, we're not men.
No.
We're babies.
There are men right now building bridges.
That's right.
Saving lives.
They put on big heavy boots to go to work because they have to be safe. They have calluses on their hands.
Yes. 8 hours out.
8 hours out in, out in the cold.
Men have to wear helmets. Because
I have an experiment for you.
Yeah.
When you get home tonight, I want you to take your phone, get in the camera mode. Then I want you to take a raw chicken breast and put your glasses on it.
All right.
Take a picture of it and tell me it doesn't look like comedian Drew Carey. Okay, let's move on.
What did Drew ever do to you? More importantly, why would your brain even think that? Or even... So at some point, you put your glasses on a chicken breast.
You know what's happened this week? I know exactly what's... This has been a weird week.
Oh, it's been awful.
It's because... The first day of the week, Monday, we had an event where we had to spend 5 extra hours together.
Yes.
Against every rule in my playbook. Right. Uh-huh.
So we've gotten ourselves used to the full 20.
But yes.
Now we're an hour 24 and a half.
Right, right.
And let's be honest, 4 hours is all anybody can be around me in the totality of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
Sure, yeah.
But it's like anything. It can be criticized. It can be praised, right? What happened?
Would you eat?
He said you're correct.
He said you were right, Chick.
Oh, Chick, are you okay?
Oh my God.
Are you all right?
Vodka. Somebody get some vodka.
Vodka staff. And a side of rum. Let's go.
Hawaiians were sent scrambling Saturday morning for about 37 minutes after an emergency alert notification warned of a ballistic missile threat. It came up on people's phone, and it said, "This is not a drill."
Oh, so scary.
The erroneous warning was sent during a shift change at the state's emergency management agency when someone doing a routine test hit the live alert button. That person has been reassigned, by the way.
God knows they won't be fired. They work for the government.
They've changed protocol, and now it's a two-man system that you have to use to send that alert.
But in the context of the obvious... I guess, ratcheting up of the nuclear threat with North Korea. There happened to be a great thing about that last night on 60 Minutes on CBS. People were really genuinely scared.
Sure.
Of course they were.
Yes. So.
And anyway, with that in mind, we were kind of wondering what people might be doing. Christy, if you found out you only had 30 minutes.
I'd grab my kids and... I don't know.
What if you were here?
I'd correct them and yell
grab
at them.
My I would not.
I go, you've only got 30 minutes to clean your room.
Jesus, yeah, that's right.
Call your mom.
Go and see the good Lord with your room a mess.
That's right.
Call your mom and clear the air, and then after you find out it's not real, mom, just kidding about all that stuff I just said.
What would you do? I don't know what. I can't even begin to speculate what I would do. Hmm. I think you'd have some kind of survival instinct kick in, I would think.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, some people would snap. Yeah. Other people would...
Well, Chick, you've got a bottle of vodka under your desk, right?
Go to the basement, I guess, and turn my radio
on. Six bottles of vodka
right here.
Okay, yeah. Well...
What would we do if we were here? We'd have to just...
I know, Chick would read the message, and he would just go, I'll be right back, and just leave. And we... Not warn leave. Us... Not,
yeah, you know what? I think I would. I think I'd just leave. I'd be in my car.
You wouldn't buy anything online? Well, probably wouldn't have to pay for this. Let's hope it gets here quick.
Boy, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I couldn't even get home in 30 minutes, so I don't know if it were here or what I would do.
Well, don't you gain an hour, though?
Yeah, right.
She lives far away.
Yeah. Farthest away of all of us.
There you go.
Yeah, Pelicans crashed a California University's graduation ceremony.
What were their names, Tom?
Gertrude Neatcliffe.
Gertrude Neatcliffe, that's right.
Weren't they seagulls?
Two seagulls. Two seagulls. Gertrude Neatcliffe.
The birds flew in as Pepperdine.
What's the difference between a pelican and a stork?
A stork delivers babies, and a pelican just eats
stork
fish.
Stork has longer legs? I don't know.
The pelican has a bigger...
The pelican has the big pouch, right?
Yeah.
The birds flew in as Pepperdine University's class of 2018 was receiving diplomas during the outdoor ceremony in Malibu on
Pelicans,
the 28th.
Pelicans don't have very good credit because they have a giant bill.
Video broadcast by KABC-TV.
Where news comes first.
Shows one of the birds landed among seated observers who managed to toss it back into the air. only to have it land on a red carpet at the center of the ceremony.
Well, it was red for a while.
Where it finally waddled away on its own.
Pelicans just had lunch.
It was live?
It was alive?
Yeah.
What do you think, somebody was chucking dead pelicans into a graduation?
No, I mean, after it crashed, the guy threw it in the air. He still
They're right there in Malibu, so obviously.
This isn't new.
Seabirds.
A seabird was near the sea. People saw it.
Yeah. Not sure why this is news. Well, we're right here seaside, and oh my God, there's a seabird.
You know what? There's fish all over the place, She's never done this before. She's making some sort of notation. We've gone through the looking glass.
Yes.
She's going to fire us.
If it had been like an ostrich, now you got a news story. Hey, two ostriches crashed a graduation at Malibu.
Oh, this just in, a squirrel in Missouri showed up at an outdoor birthday party.
She's still riding. Man, somebody's in big trouble.
I did not choose this story. I want to go on record.
Ants came to our picnic.
Like that day. Hug a newsman day.
Does a sportsman count?
Yeah.
How about a song boy?
Josh is going to go.
Get away from me. Don't you dare touch me.
Go.
Give Chick a nice hug. Rub your cheek in his face. That's nice.
Cheek or your face,
does
you
Tom
weirdo.
Ever talk, does Tom ever do news?
Yeah,
no.
He does sometimes.
Are you kidding me? Tom does news all the time.
Tom's getting a hug now on the air.
Oh, my God.
Get back. Oh, my God. Leave me alone.
He was genuinely uncomfortable.
Wow.
I haven't showered yet.
That filthy person from Missouri touched his cheek on my forehead.
Everything I'm wearing, I took fresh out of the dryer this morning.
Your forehead is hot.
His shake.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean temperature.
Do you have a fever?
I don't think
so. I read the news.
Oh, you do?
Christy gets a nice hug. Oh, a little bit of dance humping.
Should we leave?
Oh, he almost dropped.
Wow, he grabbed that from behind.
Yeah, he almost did a...
I just watched that Boogie Nights scene where they're all standing in the driveway.
Watching the guy.
That's so
funny. It's hilarious.
And Nino Hartley's out. No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the fact that they tell you what brand of canned beans it was.
Yeah.
Really makes the story. I love the detail.
It didn't hurt the can of beans any, did it, though?
Right. The beans are okay? The beans are all right?
The beans are okay, right?
And the dog's name is Duke.
Duke. Yeah.
Thank you, Ace.
You might be able to get the beans a little cheaper because the can's dented.
Once they're out of the evidence room.
Let me ask you this.
Do they have to save that for the trial?
Probably.
You come across a dented can in the grocery store, you go ahead and buy it?
Never.
Never.
You know no why? Way. Botulism.
Oh, that's, for
no, God. That is why, yes.
Really?
What? Yes.
That's not
stay bad. Away from dented cans.
Really?
How can you get botulism from denting a can?
Well, we don't have time for me to tell you, but it's not the
what about cans without labels? Would you buy a bunch of cans without labels and then play?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite thing to do.
Play surprise.
Oh, good. German potato salad again.
Surprise vegetables? You've never done this?
What?
Are you? Of course.
You'll buy a mystery can?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess I'm having Alpo tonight.
What? No, of course you get people food.
Oh, man.
How do you know?
You've never gotten a bunch of cans of vegetables, taken the labels off, put them in the cupboard, and then waited?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant buying from.
Why would you take the labels off?
I'd buy them without the label, too. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Why would you take the labels off?
To surprise yourself later. Give yourself a little smile. We're going to have this can tonight, hon, and open it up. Oh, it's corn. Or, oh, it's succotash. Or, it's German potato salad.
So that's what you do to entertain?
Every now and then I'll do that.
Okay.
Nobody ever says, oh, German potato salad. Unless they're watching it being poured into a sewer.
Something nobody said ever.
Oh, look, it's something I'm taking to the food pantry.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Something else for the food drive.
You guys with your labels live in your sad little every humdrum world.
What's the
beautiful cow?
The sexiest cow in Britain. There's a seed company does this award every year.
Hang on them teats.
Now before you. Oh, I want to write that.
Let me suck on them teats.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, that's a good line.
That line has to be in there. Suck on them teats.
Get some milk from them teats.
Wow.
Shake them TDs.
All right.
That's with a D. TDs.
Yeah.
Well, that leads, of course, to one of the big themes of our show, which is Chinese buffets. I don't know if you know this, Greg, Caleb, Josh, kind of as a side thing.
Well, I think we all agreed. If you sit down and think about what Josh's point is, it's absolutely the truth.
Correct.
Your point, once again, Josh, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes.
Chinese buffet is great until you get to the dessert. Garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
The worst.
They don't know how to close the deal.
What are you looking for in a dessert?
Paper cookies is what they
have. Yeah. And sometimes they even fool you. They look good. They're colorful. They look all right. And then you taste them and nothing. Nothing. Just nothing.
Don't they have chocolate pudding?
That is I have said that. Chocolate pudding is fine.
Okay.
Maybe they feel like you've eaten so much that most people won't go for dessert.
They're dropping the ball. I don't know. Mm. And Tom, of course, he says, well, you just go somewhere else. Well, that's not the idea of a buffet.
No. You finish your dessert.
The
Chinese buffet after you've sprinted for the first time in a week because they brought out the crabs.
That's right.
You want to get to the table first. Then you go to Dairy Queen or something and have some dessert. That's what I'm saying.
Have you tried the dessert first in the buffet? Like go in and that's their first plate is dessert?
No, but maybe
I'm telling you, it would still be as bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like the quality of what
there are those little square cakes with white icing with a red cherry.
And you think you're really going to get something, don't you?
Yeah, it's like,
what about the pudding?
Again, that's fine.
Again, we've covered the chocolate pudding, Greg.
But where else do you get
it's good, right?
Yeah, pudding's
all right,
good.
Problem solved. Christy, what's in the news?
There you go. We need the voice of reason for this thing.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies, and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this at bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very
right.
Very exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.